Have you forsaken all hope in your own churchiness or your own goodness or your own anything and cast yourself on the crucified one who rose again for you? That's what it means to be a child of God. And then, when you cast yourself on Him, however imperfectly, our faith is always less than it ought to be. But when your faith is in the changeless one, the perfect one, why then you are born again and you are taken out of darkness into light. And you are in Christ. Don't leave that to chance. Are you in Christ? Have you fled for refuge to Him?
Welcome to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Today we continue in the 34th Psalm. Pastor Scott brings part two of the message titled, Take Refuge in Him. We invite you to follow along with us now as we get started.
Oh, how grateful I am that we can gather and praise the Lord, boast in the Lord, exalt the Lord, magnify the Lord. Together, we need each other. I don't believe in preaching by committee. I kind of wait. I don't know how to describe it really, but I like to just wait until I have passion to speak. And I don't want to just, what do you think? You know, I don't like to do much by committee, quite frankly, but certainly I wouldn't want to preach by committee. But having said that, I don't believe in preaching by committee, but I do believe, I really believe in speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Don't get drunk with wine, that's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, always giving thanks for all things. And Friday morning, I was still remembering Thursday morning. And Friday morning when we gathered as elders early to pray, which we always do, it's our pattern, I just turned us to Psalm 34. And I read verses 1 through 8. And as we then just began speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, we were on Zoom of all things, but it was real. It was real. And when we finished, I said, I don't believe in preaching by committee, but I wish the congregation, I wish I had an open mic to just hear what I just heard. I want you to close your eyes right now because our eyes were closed. I typically pray with my eyes closed. I don't know about you, but I do. And I want you to close your eyes, and in a spirit of prayer right now, I'm going to share with you what I remember and what I remembered of that wonderful time Friday morning. And these were our shepherds, our under-shepherds, our elders, speaking to one another. So close your eyes and in a spirit of prayer, our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior. Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His Christos, His anointed. Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then He'll speak to them in His anger and terrify them in His fury. But as for me, I have installed my King upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I shall surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You'll shatter them like earthenware. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. You can open your eyes. I hope that spoke to you like it spoke to me. I wanted an open mic, like I said. And the only variation I made there was I read the whole second psalm, and the elder who quoted it just quoted excerpts from it, or read excerpts, I don't know, we were praying. But the psalm closes the same way our text says, how blessed, how happy are all who take refuge in him. And I almost preached that psalm. I was mulling it over. I've been mulling it over for a year, about every Sunday, I think. I think I'll preach the second psalm. Because I preached the second psalm, I don't know when, 3-4 years ago, but I've been wanting to preach it, and I still might sometime, but I'll just suggest to you, when you go and read it, it is divided like so many of the psalms. It's a song, and there are stanzas or strophes, and each stanza is a different speaker. The psalmist asks, why are the nations in an uproar? They're devising a vain thing. They're rebelling and saying, throw off the cords of God against the Lord and against his anointed, his Christ. Why? The psalmist says. That's the first strophe. The second one, he who sits in the heavens, the Father. By the way, it's a question and an answer. A question from the psalmist, an answer from the triune God, the Father, Son, and Spirit. The Father sits in heaven, and he's not troubled by man's rebellion. He's not troubled by the circumstances of our country right now. He's not troubled by the pestilence. He's not troubled by anything. He who sits in the heavens, the Hebrew poet, he laughs. And then he said, as for me, I've established my king. I know who's king. And then the third stanza is the Son. And he says, and we saw it in Hebrews with joy, today you spoke to me and you gave me the nations as my inheritance. Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. It's been determined in the eternal councils of the triune God who's in charge. And then the final strophe or stanza The Holy Spirit says, now take warning, judges of the earth, you kings, you presidents, you senators, you congressmen, you chief medical doctors, you everybody. Worship the Son. Do homage. Kiss the Son, literally. Lest he become angry and you perish in the way. How happy, how blessed are all who take refuge, who find shelter, safety. Have you? Have you come and found your safety in Jesus Christ? That's what the second psalm says to do. Well, anyway, I guess I did preach it, huh? I didn't mean to. But, oh, taste and see. Read on with me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Verse 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He hears and answers. He delivered me from all my fears. He delivers from all fear. When this season began, I went to those familiar texts in John. Let not your heart be troubled. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulation. But take courage. I've overcome the world. Perfect love. We called it a series after a while. Perfect love casts out fear, and it still does. He delivers from all fear. He delivered me, look at verse 4, from all my fear. I don't know what your fears are. I know what mine are. And I can guarantee you, I know that he can deliver you from your fears, whatever they are. They might be financial. You're thinking, well, how am I going to do it? Will they even rehire me? My job is gone. Or the business. I don't know if we can survive much more of this stuff. Or your health. I don't want to die gasping for air. I shudder at the thought. I don't know what your fears are. But I know the one who can deliver us from all our fears. Maybe you're a young parent. We got a lot of them. Every time I turn around, I hear about another baby, another expectant mother, and then I hear about, babe, we've had three in our own family, and I rejoice. But I was talking Friday afternoon with my young daughter, and she, you know, has her little baby in her arms. In fact, she just finished nursing. And she said, Dad, you got to hear this. And she picked up her phone. And she got this, and I'm going to read it to you because it came from another young mother in our congregation. And it's author unknown, so I can plagiarize, and I can embellish, and I can correct it. And I did a little bit of that, but I'll tell you, I was so glad to hear it. I said, can you send me that? Listen to this. Young mother, I assume, didn't say mother or dad. Doesn't matter. Maybe your fears are for your kids. What kind of a world? What kind of a mess are we leaving them? Listen, don't feel sorry for or fear for your kids, because the world they're going to grow up in is not what it used to be. God created them and called them for the exact moment in time that they're in. Their life wasn't a coincidence or an accident. Raise them up to know the power they walk in as children of God. Train them up in the authority of his word. Teach them to walk in faith, knowing that God is in control. Empower them to know who he is. Don't teach them to be fearful and disheartened by the state of the world, but hopeful that God is in charge of history and the ultimate victor. Every person in all of history has been placed in the time that they were in because of God's sovereign plan. He knew he would be with Daniel in the lion's den. He knew David would face Goliath. He knew Esther would face those circumstances. She was placed there for such a time as this. He knew Peter. And here's where I did quite a bit of editing, really. But I so appreciated this. But it said, he knew Peter could handle persecution. Said that several times. I thought, no. He knew Peter couldn't. But that's okay. Whoever wrote this, author unknown out there, I so appreciated it. He knew what Peter would face. He knows your child. He knows every challenge they face in their life. He created them specifically for this time. Don't be scared for your children, but thank God that He chose you to parent this generation that is facing the biggest challenges of our lifetime. Rise up to the challenge. Raise Daniels, Davids, Esthers, and Peters. God isn't scratching His head, wondering what He's going to do with this mess of a world. He has an army. He's raising up to drive back the darkness and make Him known all over the world. Don't let your fear steal the greatness of God. I know it's hard to imagine them as, and my daughter's reading me this with her little baby in her arms and the other one on my lap sitting across the room. I know it's hard to imagine them as anything besides our sweet little babies. And we just want to protect them from anything that could ever be hard on them. But they were born for such a time as this. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. He is never caught by surprise. He is the victorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He will bring every one of His children safely through to His eternal kingdom. Now, I don't know what your fears are. But I know young parents. I remember as a young grandparent. I guess I'm not young anymore, but you know what I mean? I know we fear, but we don't need to. When we recalibrate our perspective, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's sovereign. He's in charge. Oh, you can trust Him. What are your fears? Take them to Him. What are your anxieties? Cast them on Him, the Bible says. He cares for you. The Almighty cares for you. The one who's in charge of history. The one who doesn't care less who's in the White House or chairman of this and House maid, you know, all that stuff. And the one who has seen all the lawlessness that we've indulged this last year. He's seen it all. He's not threatened by it. No, cast your anxieties on Him. What are your troubles? Maybe they're self-imposed. Some of David's were. But He delivered me. He saved him. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. There's coming a day when He's going to wipe away every tear from our eyes. And there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. Oh, remember that, believer. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. Oh, remember, look at verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him. What a picture He draws, huh? Remember Elisha and his servant? Alas, the servant said, look, because the king of Syria had his whole army surrounding him. I was given a World War I book for Christmas. And I've been living in 1914 through 18 for the last few days. And war is awful. And the king of Syria surrounded Elisha and his servant with his whole army, chariots and troops. And the servant went, alas! And Elisha said to him, remember 2 Kings 6? Open his eyes, Lord. Open his eyes. He opened his eyes and he saw the chariots of fire surrounding them. The chariots of the Lord. The Lord, the angel of the Lord surrounds those in who he encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want to close with two thoughts. And I pray that the Lord would open our eyes to this. Two thoughts. You and I are in January 2021. That's where God wants us. He put me here. He put you here from before time. He knew we would be here. And He wants us to be lights in the darkness. You and I are in January 2021. And you and I are in Christ. We're in Christ. Now, I don't want to say that without saying in this big of a crowd, it's very possible you're not in Christ. So I want to stop and just say, have you fled for refuge to him? Oh, I believe in him, Scott. I'm here after all. I want to know, have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you fled for refuge to him? Have you forsaken all hope in your own churchiness or your own goodness or your own anything and cast yourself on the crucified one who rose again for you? That's what it means to be a child of God. And then, when you cast yourself on him, however imperfectly, our faith is always less than it ought to be. But when your faith is in the changeless one, the perfect one, why then you are born again and you are taken out of darkness into light and you are in Christ. Don't leave that to chance, or I kind of think so. No, if I'm speaking to you, listening in from all over the country, I would say, are you in Christ? Have you fled for refuge to him? Oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. How blessed, how happy are those who take refuge in him. Now I come back to it. We are in January 2021. And the God of peace, I have God's word on it, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, Romans 16:20. The God of peace will sanctify us entirely, body, soul, and spirit, at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who called you, and he will bring it to pass, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Paul said, I'm confident of this. He is going to bring me safely through to his eternal kingdom. We might be in January 2021, but we know our future, okay? And we are in Christ. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And there's no separation. Nobody, nothing, no one can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, Father, we praise you for this. We thank you that you are indeed the King of kings and Lord of lords. You're the sovereign Almighty. We praise you, Father. Praise you, Son. Praise the Spirit. Three in one. Death is swallowed up in victory, Lord, because your Son rose from the dead, never to die again. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are with me. We want to praise you and thank you that Christ indeed is risen from the grave. Amen.
You've been listening to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Please stay with us. Pastor Scott will return in just a moment with a preview of our next broadcast. Today's program was titled, Take Refuge in Him, a message from Psalm 34. If you missed a portion of the message heard on the program today, or you'd like to share it with a friend, head on over to downtownbible.org. A free copy of today's entire message is available there for you to stream or download at your convenience. Something we've been making available as a thank you gift to our listeners are USB flash drives loaded with Bible teaching series in their entirety. So currently, we're offering the recently completed entire book of Hebrews. That's 80 full-length messages, over 50 hours of clear, Christ-centered Bible teaching on this important book in the New Testament. We'd like to make these teachings available to you, our listeners. Just make your request, along with your gift of any size, to the ministry of Downtown Bible. You can do that during regular business hours by calling 503-524-7000 or by mail at P.O. Box 19191, Portland, Oregon, 97280. You can also simply click on Contact Us at downtownbible.org anytime. We'd love to put one of these valuable resources in your hands. Now, before we end our time today, let's go to Pastor Scott for a preview of our next broadcast.
God's love for us is always, almost exclusively, check your New Testament out.
I've found twice when it's in the present tense, God loves us. I've found dozens and dozens and dozens of times when it's in the past tense. Why? Because it's always riveted back to his proof of it. He died for me. That's how I know he loved me. God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love will be seen by action. When I say love your wife, I'm saying act on it. Show it. Demonstrate it. Parent your kids. Show your kids that you're devoted to their mother, that you love her, that you act what? Like Christ acted, sacrificially.
Join us again next time when Pastor Scott gives some biblical fatherly advice. Pastor Scott will bring a message titled, 10 Things I Would Tell a Young Dad. Until then, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.